Well, I thought everyone's childhood was the same, but actually not. Well, let's begin my story. I go to a school called LKL Primary School in Hong Kong, which is Lin King Kau Lifterly Primary School. And there's a teacher called Miss She. She teach me flute first to fourth grade. But there's one more teacher was called Mr. Chow. He was a new teacher when I was a first grader, which is in 2014, and that is the year that I got bullied. Miss She was my head teacher for my first and fourth grade, but she still teach me English and Bible after I am done with fourth grade. So my actual grades are really fine before I move on to fourth grade. But everything changed after I moved on to fourth grade. So the first day of my fourth grade life, I think it's going to be wonderful. I'm going to be happy with my friends or my classmates. I'm going to hanging out with them. No. I already got detention. I lost my reset because I found my pencil on the floor and I leave my seat to get my pencil. And I didn't even give any reaction for what my teacher had done to me. I just stand on the line for the whole reset or for the whole 20 minutes. When I remind myself this part, I'm like, oh my gosh, why am I so dumb? And Mr. Chow is my Bible, math, and PE teacher for my third and fourth grade. Crazy, right? They were telling my classmate, don't talk to me, not even a word or a sound, or they will lose their reset. That time, I was small, and I felt fine about it. I was shy at that time. I didn't tell my family what happened in school. And my teacher, Ms. Chow, and Mr. Chow will write on my homebook, and we write homework on my homebook, and my family would like, what have you done in school, huh? Explain, please. So they yell at me like every time my teacher writes stuff in my homebook. And I realized, oh shoot, I'm in trouble. But not actually, because I did nothing wrong. I did my homework, had a good behavior, but they just don't like me, so that's why I got a really bad behavior in class. Also, I always sit alone, like really alone. No one near me. I sit like no one near me. I just stay by myself. I sit back of the classroom. You know, I'm shy, so I didn't show any reaction, and they make my classmate being so cold to me. And I had no friend at all, basically. There should be a few good friends, and they were called Mary Wong, Sheldon, and Adam. Like, they helped me a lot, like really a lot. Mary is a girl that I meet like at first grade. Mary like really helped me a lot, and we are playing when we meet and like playing tag, you know, kids, like really kids. And Sheldon is the one I bully, like really bully. It's just like because everyone like know that guy, like Sheldon, his nail, like, and we like hate him because he eat his like nail. Like, I've been pulling him, and he's like helping me. I'm like, oh my god, why do you do this to me? And he say, it's just like pass. It is past, no one cares about it. And Sheldon was so kind. And this is going on and 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 on in my first grade life. And this all times I was thinking, I don't want to live anymore. I want to kill myself. And one day I was really want to get up the building and fell down the building and end my life. But I am alive, so that's why I'm here recording a podcast. Another day in 2014, I finally can't hold it anymore. I finally burst out. Oh my gosh, it was so good. It feels like vomiting. Oh my gosh, everything out is like my falling exit was blocked the whole time, and suddenly the exit was open and everyone are running out, and I feel fresh in with my mind. I felt very comfortable. I just don't know why. It just felt very comfortable. And after that time I burst out, my friend Minnie meet the principal, and everything get back to normal. And the teacher didn't do anything to me anymore. I actually like Miss Shay. She always like give us prize at lunch, and she's cool. No more yelling at me, nothing at all. And Mr. Chow got fired because he got too many complaints from the students' parents because he yelled at them too much and too loud. Oh my god, my ears hurt when I remind myself that Miss Chow yelled at me. Oh my gosh. And everything goes back to my mom. My classmate talk back to me again, and everything got back to normal. And that's the end of my story.